Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Ken. I actually called yesterday at 12 p.m. and spoke with Jen, and he informed me that I will, within 24 hours, I will receive the cancellation code, which he gave to me, KC021, and I have yet to receive that in my email to cancel the subscription.
Let me see. Hold on. I know we don't send out emails. I know that. May I have your zip code, please?
48504.
48504. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. Can I have your first and last name?
LaShonda Brown.
Okay. And if you could verify your shipping and mailing address, I can make sure I pulled up the correct account.
2513 Stevenson Street, Flint, Michigan, 48504.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm still waiting for this. Okay. One moment. Yeah, he did cancel it.
Yeah, see, and he told me that it was going, because I made my notes. That's why I'm able to give you the name, the time. And he was like, yeah, you will receive it. You have to give it 24 hours, ma'am. We're going to send it to Shonda B, 529@yahoo.com. I said, okay. So I was like, I'm going to wait. I get off of work in a half an hour. So I was like, let me check because it's not in there. And he didn't explain to me that you don't do that.
No, we don't.
And
I can give it to you.
So how do I know? How do I know that it's, they're not going to charge me again?
Because he did cancel you. I can give you a cancellation number verbally.
Is that the KC021?
No.
See, that's what he gave me. He said your cancellation code is KC021, and you will receive the email within 24 hours. I said, okay.
No, I have it for you.
Okay, and I have, because I need to, I don't know who I need to talk to report him, because I even made a note that he was very rude.
Oh, he was very rude.
What? Very rude. And although I know your calls are monitored, I call from my work phone, and my work phone, it records all calls, incoming and outgoing calls. I mean, when I say he was rude, I'm like, why is he even working for a company like that being rude? He hung up the phone on me, and then when I called him back, he said, you hung up on me. I said, sir, if I hung up on you, I wouldn't call you back. I said, you hung up right in the middle of me talking. And I said, so can you give me, because I wanted to see, was he going to give me the same information again? I said, can you give me the code again? He said, ma'am, I told you before when you called, the code is KC021. I said, and I wrote down on there, I wrote my note. I said, he's very rude.
Oh, my.
And then he gave me a whole wrong code, and you just told me you'll give it to me. So that's why I'm like, how do I know he even told me the truth?
But he did cancel your account. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give me the correct code?
Yeah, I'll give it to
you. Okay. And then you need to, somebody need to report him.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to,
that's
bad
business.
I was about to ask my supervisor, like, you know, some people get kudos. I was
listen,
gonna
and
ask
then,
what, you know.
And then when I asked him, I said, is there a supervisor I can talk to? He said, no, it's not a supervisor here. I'm thinking, because you know I'm getting ready to tell them how you're acting. I'm in management too, and no,
yes,
there's no way. I wouldn't stand for nothing like that. You can't do that. And I guess he thought by him. And I said, sir, I said, I know that everyone reports to someone. I said, I'm management, but I report to the owner. So if you ask to speak to my supervisor, I'm giving you, well, there's not a supervisor here, ma'am. I said, oh, my gosh.
I said,
you know,
well,
rude stuff.
Let me reach out to a supervisor, because then, you know, if they give me approval to transfer you, you know what I'm saying? So you can, because, you know, when people get kudos, the customer will get transferred to a supervisor so they can be acknowledged. So it should be the same way for the reverse, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, because they
you know
will lose business like that. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to reach out to a supervisor, but first I'm going to give you your cancellation number. It's going to be
258-97-97. You're fine.
96-36-69. And that is your cancellation number. I'm going to reach out to a supervisor.
Now, so this is letting me know that everything is good. I don't have to worry about being charged, right?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And what was your name again?
My name is Kim. K-I-M.
Yep, and let them know. I need to let them know how pleasant you were too, and then I'm going to let them know about him. But, yeah, absolutely. he needs to learn from you. I'm just being honest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That.
No problem. I wonder if he even gave me the right name. Is that even true, Jen? Because that's the name he gave me.
That's the name he gave. Let me look at these notes.
Okay.
Koala.
Ooh.
Koala.
Oh my gosh. He gave me the wrong cancellation code. Then he gave me the wrong name. I said, "What's your name, sir?" He said, "Jen."
Oh wow. That's what it says on here. So.
Yeah, so whoever made the notes, that's who it was, the rude gentleman. Mm. And I hope it was a gentleman because that's who I spoke to. It wasn't a female, it was a gentleman.
Yes.
He needs to find him another job.
Yes,
because clearly
customer service
is not it.
Yeah.
Customer service is not it.
Yeah. Good customer service is hard to come by as it is.
It is. It really is. Trust me, I get called everything but a nice lady sometimes. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't take it personally because I'm like, that's just a person venting on the other end. You still be nice to them and professional to them regardless of what, you know. So,
yeah.
So I get it. I'm like, he got the right person because I'm in management and everything, and I already know the customer service, and that's what I strive for with my staff as well. So I'm like, you can't run that by me. I wouldn't hang up on you because that's what I tell them. You don't hang up. You listen to what they have to say. See if you can rectify the situation. And sometimes you just have to let an individual vent. And then a lot of times, by the time I finish letting them vent, they turn and they be so nice. Like, I'm so sorry, Ms. Brown. You were just trying to help me. I'm like, see, but if I blow up with them, that's not helping the situation. So.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I guess she's going to call you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Don't quote me, but I'm just the phone number 8018. Why can't I talk? 810 955. You got like 3 5s and 118.
Yes.
Right? Okay,
that is
that's
correct.
That's your number. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. All right. I'll make sure this is the correct number.
Okay.
Because, you know, people take their time to do stuff. So I wanted to just verify that is your number.
Yes. And, again, I need to know his real name. Because if I talk to the supervisor, they're going to like, I don't know a Jen. I'm going to say, well, then that's the guy that noted on my account.
Oh, she can look it up, actually.
Okay.
So, again, that number is 810-955-5118, correct?
No, not 810-955-5118. You did an extra five.
Oh, that's how they have it on the computer.
Oh, is it? No, it's 810-955.
Wait, 810.
Okay.
Go ahead.
955-5118.
5118.
So it should be 10 numbers total. 810-955.
Right, I got
yep.
that exactly off the
they had an extra five in there.
They had an extra five in there.
Yes.
And how long ago did you call? Was it today?
Yesterday at 12 p.m.
Okay.
And he gave me a whole different code that you gave. KC021 is what he gave me.
Okay. She's still talking to me.
Okay.
She told me thanks. I told her the phone number on the thing was typo because I was looking down. I was like, why are so many fives in your number?
Right.
So, so I was like, let me ask her, you know, people
right.
just do accounts. I'm just like, really? Yes.
Yes.
It's just not caring.
Right.
So she's still talking to me.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know what else she's going to say. I'm just waiting. I don't, I'm just waiting to see what else is going to happen while I still have you on the phone. You just said, okay, thanks. So,
okay, well, then tell her. I just want to make sure that that's, well, at least I know I reported it. So. Or you just let her know what happened. That's, they just need, I just want to make sure someone is aware of that. He might be rude
right.
to someone else.
Okay. Well, you are all taken care of. And
I'm all set? Okay.
Yeah, I informed the supervisor, so
okay.
your call can be reviewed.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all set, though. You said I'm all set. It's canceled. Everything good.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
he
perfect.
He said he canceled you. Yes, ma'am. That part he was telling the truth about. He
okay.
did cancel you.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you so very much, and I appreciate you doing your
welcome.
Job and being good at it, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
For
you stay safe and take
you
care.
Too. You
okay.
Too.
Thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. My pleasure. And thank you again for calling because of support and enjoy your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.